This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Many school bus services contracted to private companies. Some parents worry that no one on the bus is responsible for discipline and preventing bullying. A survey of 3,000 school districts found that about 49% used aids on some routes, but most did not. In a first comprehensive study of how well individual hospitals treat a variety of medical conditions, researchers found that patients at the worst American hospitals were 3 times more likely to die and 13 times more likely to have medical complications than if they visited one of the best hospitals. Documents released from 1966 established that the FBI monitored and reported extensively on Muhammad Ali's involvement with the Nation of Islam. In the election, with 137.7 million Americans voting, election and law enforcement officials of all party affiliations in 26 states and the District of Columbia said that so far they knew of no credible allegations of fraudulent voting. Another 8 states counted only one allegation, Tennessee counted 40, and Georgia is looking into 25 inquiries. Trump and his attacks on the media have led to record subscription increases for Vanity Fair, as well as boosts for the New Yorker, Atlantic Times, Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, NPR, and ProPublica. Enrollment declined for the 5th straight year at U.S. colleges as some older potential students found jobs and high schools turned out fewer graduates. President Obama has granted only 3% of near 35,000 requests for clemency. Only George W. Bush granted a smaller percentage, according to the Pew Center. Uber is defying the state of California's requirement that it get a permit for its self-driving cars, claiming its robot cars are manned by humans. Google claims that the refugee crisis taught the company of the geopolitical importance of their artificial intelligence translate tool when they saw a 5-fold increase in translations between Arabic and Germany. A bipartisan group of senators has written a letter requesting a special investigation of the role of Russia in the hacking during the election season. Trump's chief of staff says Trump will accept intelligence recommendations once the agencies are united. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.